Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance, number 6, on Easter Sunday, 2021. Happy Easter, everyone, and I hope you are enjoying a brighter time. Our first dance this week is the very well-known Maxwell's Rant, which fulfills all the conditions for an opening dance and is dedicated to Ewan Galloway as it is one of his favourites to play. The recording I have chosen is by Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band on an LP from 1983.
Thank you.
That was the opening track on Come Scottish Country Dancing with Robert Whitehead, Volume 2. And I'm sure Ewan would approve of that choice, as he does like his vinyl. The tunes were Maxwell's Rant, Alistair of the Dun, The Black Boy, and a traditional air. So our next dance is a 4x32 bar jig, The Weathercock, by Veronica Hughes, published in the Leeds Silver Jubilee book in 1987, and later in the RSCDS second graded book. The lead tune is Brian Borum, and we will have a speedy version by Ian MacPhail. That was Ian MacPhail. But what about an encore? From the See You Jimmy cassette by Ian J. Morrison. This track, as an encore, uses different tunes and starts with Ewan's favourite, the Athol Highlanders. The Weathercock, take two, and keep your wits about you. Thank you. the encore track for The Weathercock by Ian J. Morrison on See You Jimmy. The first Strathspey today is for my next door neighbour, Mandy Baxter, who began dancing with me 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer now, we've had a year off, and I know this is one of her favourites. The dance was devised by Francis Walduck, who lived in far north Queensland, and the recording is from The Other Kangaroo Paw by Marian Anderson and her band.
Thank you.
That was Far North Queensland by Marian Anderson and her band. Real time again, and in the past programmes we have had two of John Drury's five Bon Accord dances. So this week we will have Roy Goldring's tribute to John of Bon Accord. This 32-bar dance begins with four half reels of three, which can be very daunting for less experienced dancers. A few helpful tips. First couple. The man will lead, so the lady just needs to follow him. The man will dance below each person as he starts the reel with them. Supporting dancers. Dance up slightly to join the reel, as first man is dancing below you and curving up through your place. Everyone, remember the basic rule of a reel of three, that you are all dancing the same figure of eight pattern on the floor, letting the third person cross between you and the person you are following. The third eight bars of the dance is a one solo to get them to second place, and all three couples are on opposite sides. The final eight bars of three quarters turn and set, twice, gets everyone home. This recording by Luke Brady contains as third tune one of my favourites, John Huben's Reel. Luke Brady and his band from his Take Your Partners Volume 3, and the lead tune was by George Meikle. The second was Marian Anderson's Reel by Luke himself. John Huben's Reel is by Callum McLean, and the last tune was the traditional Jenny Dang the Weaver. Our next dance is from New Zealand, the 4x64 bar jig Seaton's Cayley Band, and I will dedicate it to Ruth Taylor. The dance deviser, who also composed the tune, Bruce Fordyce, was involved with the formation of the Wellington and Hawke's Bay Association of FCD Clubs in 1953, that later led eventually to the New Zealand branch of the RSCDS. In 1954, he was on the organising committee for the first New Zealand summer school. Scottish country dancing was not Bruce's only interest. He was a self-taught musician, keen tramper and model railway engineer. Though he had many years out of dancing, when he returned, he entered wholeheartedly into all the activities and was known to party into the wee small hours, especially with the musicians. At his request, a set of Hawke's Bay dancers danced Seaton's Cayley Band to the music of Peter Elms, John Smith and Lynn Scott as a special farewell at his funeral in 2004. I don't have a New Zealand recording, and I particularly like this jolly version by the Dewhursts. We'll be right back. That was Chris Julie and Nick Dewhurst from Beyond the Borders for Seton's Cayley Band. I was first introduced to this next dance by Keith Rose on a dancing holiday in Chiclana de la Frontera, Spain, and it quickly became a firm favourite. Dear Friends by Bob Anderson was devised in 2000 for Una Lenham to teach at a workshop in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. It was submitted to the RSCDS for inclusion in Book 52, but didn't make the final cut. So I included it on Recorded Highlights Volume 1 with Jim Lindsay and his band in 2019.
Thank you.
So that was Jim Lindsay with Dear Friends for Keith and Helen Rose. Another jig and the ever popular John Drury dance, The Bees of Maginocketer. Maginocketer is a hamlet on the A95 between Craigellachie and Mulbourne, under 4 miles from Dufton, which is the home of the Glenfiddich Distillery. The meaning of Maginocketer is Field of the Fuller, or Plain of the Hilly Ridge, and has nothing to do with a woman called Maggie. Until the early 1970s, there was a large apiary here, which was well known in the region, and although already closed, the signpost remained for several years and caught John Drury's eye as he was travelling up in 1975. He devised the dance in memory of their fame. Was from the 1977 LP by Cab Affair, and was almost definitely the one I danced most often to, as it was in Stampford's vinyl collection when we digitalised it. Now we come to a square set reel, local to me now. A good friend from near Melton Mowbray, who sadly passed away nearly 10 years ago, used to run a U3A SCD group, and this was the first dance which she taught them to do. So, as I tell any of my classes, no need to be scared of it. Nottingham Lace was devised by Jenny Bradley and published by her with 11 others in a book by the same name. The recommended tune is Donald MacDonald's Fancy, which has never been recorded, though there are 7 specific recordings for Nottingham Lace. The dance, although 96 bars, is 4 by 24 bars rather than the more common 3 by 32. One of the 2 earliest recordings is by the Lothian Scottish Dance Band, that's George Meikle's band, and another recording which I use a lot is by Neil Barron. Both of these begin with the Hebridean milking song. The Lothian band then play Alistair of the Dun, which we've already had today. So we will listen to Neil Barron, who uses the Cockle Gatherers as the second tune. Neil Barron's version of Nottingham Lace. Our last truss bay is a 3x32 by Robert Baker Glenn, The Foundling, devised in 2011 and published in the Burke Hampstead Diamond Collection, for which Sandy Nixon recorded the CD. It is the sort of dance which I like, with all couples active for virtually the whole time. Having turned right hand to the centre line, there is a half a reel of six, all set to partner and turn right hand again to flow into two left hands across, followed by a right shoulder snake pass. All set and turn two hands, with top two couples dancing a half poussette, followed by ones and threes doing the same. Foundling, played by Sandy Nixon, with The Minstrel Boy, a song I used to sing at school, as lead tune. Ashlyn School, Burke Hampstead, was originally the Foundling Hospital's last home. Founded by Thomas Coram in 1739, the London Foundling Hospital was originally in Bloomsbury, where there is now a wonderful children's park at Coram's Fields, where unaccompanied adults are not allowed. Until in 1926 it temporarily moved to Red Hill, and then to Ashlyn's in 1935 for 20 years. The dance is dedicated to Burke Hampstead Club member, the late Lorna Brown, who was a foundling at Ashlands. Right, now hopefully you have still got some energy left for some fun. The 8x48 bar jig, Waverley or Fergus MacIver, or trains as I knew it when I was young. Up until lockdown, I had a small class of ex-beginners who liked dances with a pattern or something which I could challenge them with, and they loved this, even with the pousset and double triangles, all that setting. Mind you, I wasn't looking at their footwork, just made sure they were where they should be every two bars or so. Now, Alan and Leslie Cottle, was it Tomorrow's World or Blue Peter when they said, "Don't try this at home"? 8x48 as first couple is probably not a good idea. We'll go to California for this track from Fiddlesticks and Ivory, who we hear every week with the opening music.
Thank you.
That was Waverley, or Fergus MacIver, from the Fiddlesticks and Ivory CD, Gillies on the Golden Gate, released in 1992. This hour seems to pass so quickly, but I hope you've enjoyed the dances and music this week. Thanks to Derek and Ewan at Radio GH, and thanks to you for listening. Please get in touch with dedications, requests, comments, etc., and tell your friends about what they are missing, if they aren't tuned in already. We will finish today with a favourite of Wynne Balgarney's, the star Robbie Burns, played by Marian Anderson and her Scottish Dance Band. Keep safe and sane until next week.